From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night, the big game, of course, there were 5 NBA games on Christmas night.
Yes.
The big one everybody wanted to watch was, of course, the Lakers and the Clippers. Lakers got off to a great start record-wise, had lost a few games, and the Clippers playing fine, not having their full squad, having guys in and out. But the Clippers come back from a 15-point deficit, and they beat the Lakers 111-106, and a lot of stuff came out of the game. You know, LeBron struggled a lot, shot 9 for 24. But in the first quarter, LeBron took a charge from Patrick Beverley.
In the first probably 3 minutes
right?
of the game.
Early on.
Yes.
And LeBron was down, how he overdoes everything,
gosh.
He had gotten
Here
shot in the
go.
Back or something. I mean, he was laying there. Oh,
man,
my
it
God.
Is still the Christmas season, man. You can't have this much hate in you.
It ain't hate. Okay. I'm just giving you some facts.
Okay. My bad.
All right, but so that was it. And then the second quarter rolls around, and, it was a moment that was lighthearted and, kind of fun. So AD falls into the crowd. Right? Making a shot or putting up a shot. And guess who he falls into the lap of? Kevin Hart. Do we have that sound? Do we have that? or we don't. Kevin Hart, the actor. So LeBron is across the court, sees AD in the crowd on Kevin Hart. He runs over to where they are.
Full spread?
I didn't say that.
Usain Bolted over there? Is that what he did?
I said he ran over there.
Okay, okay.
And he got on Kevin Hart's lap.
I thought he pulled Anthony Davis off kind of messing with him. I didn't see him get on Kevin Hart's lap. But what does that have to do with your groin?
Hold on.
If your groin's injured, that doesn't mean your whole leg needs to be amputated.
If you're hurt, what are you doing? I hadn't seen anybody on anybody's lap that quick since the last time I went to Magic City in Atlanta. That's how long it's been. I mean, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then, all right, so he keeps playing poorly. Then when the game is over, well, you know I re-aggravated my groin. I wasn't feeling right. Okay, here we go. Listen to LeBron.
I felt healthy going into the game. Second, the third defensive possession, I got kneed in the groin, taking a charge from Pat Bev. And it kind of set me right back to where I was 5 days ago.
So it sent him back, but not enough that he couldn't get in on the fun. The only thing that was missing from that whole scenario was a bucket of confetti. But he had to get on the lap of Kevin Hart because AD, who was actually shooting, and it happened, and it was natural, LeBron had to just put his 2 cents in.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call him out.
It sounds personal. It sounds personal.
No, that's phony. LeBron is phony.
How much energy did he have to exert going halfway across the court and just messing around a little bit? It was entertainment. It was the biggest game of the Christmas Day special.
See, this is LeBron.
You give
typical.
The people what they want. But come on, that's a no-win situation for LeBron. You get kneed in your groin couple minutes into the game. So what if he said, oh, you know, it hurts so much where I feel like I can't help my team, and then he exits the game. Then everybody will be talking about how soft he was.
No. If he says he's hurt, I always respect people. I respect people because I don't know what's working on their bodies or whatever. But this case, you can't use that after the game, but after you lose. LeBron would not have brought that up.
He didn't
had
say.
They won,
he didn't
had they won.
He didn't say that was the reason why they lost.
He said it took me back to where he had to sit out. That's what he told
you. It took me back 5 days personally. It didn't take the team back 5 days.
That makes no sense. What are you doing on Kevin Hart's lap? Why are you even participating in that? That wasn't your moment. It was a fun, cute moment with AD. You're on the other side of the court. And then LeBron, he's a
friend.
No.
So if Chris Broussard lands in your lap and I'm on the other side of the court,
you're going to run and jump in Chris's lap?
That's not my personality, but
that's Big Daddy.
I'm just saying that, you know, if I wanted to be in on the – because they're boys.
This is the same –
that's his homie.
This is the same LeBron after he got swept by KD and the Warriors, who showed up with a soft cast to the press conference. Oh, you know, well, I was injured the whole time. I was just playing through it. Dude, don't put that on now.
Let me tell you.
Don't put that on now. Wait till after the press conference. He uses this as a crutch, an excuse. And that groin thing's the same thing. If you really had a...
The same groin that kept him out, 25 games last year?
If you had an aggravated groin, you would not have done what LeBron... I would be like, I'm trying to play to help my team. What if I go somehow, some way, go into the stands...
and get slip on a beer.
Right, slip on something and...
And you're going to think about all that in that moment?
Yes!
Okay.
While you're running across the field, running across the court, it wasn't like he was in the play and he was standing there. He had to come all the way across to get into the action.
So he ran the baseline, basically. So let's not say he ran 94 feet.
I don't know where he came from, but he came from off the court.
He came from the bench.
Off the court.
Look, that had nothing to do with his performance. Rob, you're the type of person that if somehow the Lakers won last night, you would say, well, it wasn't because of LeBron. If it wasn't for Kyle Kuzma, they would have lost.
Well, he shot 9-for-24, didn't he, yesterday? So it wasn't because of LeBron.
Okay, he had an off game.
All I'm saying is, dude, stop using these things as excuses.
That wasn't an excuse.
Yes, it was.
That was
after the game.
Fact. That was a fact. If you start a game, you've been rehabbing for 5 days and getting in for preparation for this particular game, and 2 minutes into the game, someone rolls your ankle. okay, just, you know, just by chance, but you still are able to play. But then after the game, you say, hey, that took me back 5 days before I did all the rehab to get to where I am. That's all he was saying.
But I don't get the going into the stands to have fun. See, he thought that because they were up
so
big.
So Kevin Hart sits in the stands now, or
well,
is he like
courtside?
Courtside.
But it's still a stand. Kevin Hart's not playing.
It's the way that you're putting it, Rob. Come on. You're making it seem
he
like.
He climbed over four rows to get into the stands because you wanted to get involved.
Exactly. So it more or less seems like you have a problem with this, I guess, misconceived notion that he wants the attention as opposed to it having anything to do with his growing. Because you mean to tell me he could hurt himself more by going and sitting on Kevin Hart's lap as opposed to continuing to play in an NBA game?
No, I get that, but my point is, if you really are injured or you tweak something, that just doesn't seem like that would be logical. And you did it in the second quarter, and then you claim, and then he had played a little bit better after that. And then, no, in the fourth quarter, he started out all right. So I don't understand when all of a sudden the groin became an issue. And that's what I'm saying.
It became an issue after he got kneed in it.
No, but then he wound up still playing.
Yeah. He's got enough, so he gets no credit for toughing it out.
No, he's got enough groin action to do a lap dance with Kevin Hart. I mean, that's what it was to me.
So he gets no credit for toughing it out. Negative? No?
No, not when you gotta you gotta make an excuse afterward. That's my problem. He did it. It was afterward that he made the big stink about it.
So that he re-aggravated his groin injury. What would you have liked for him to say, Rob, after the game?
I would have just said, hey, you know what? If somebody said, how are you feeling after that? Well, yeah, it's all right. I fought my way through it and leave it at that. Or I'll have to wait and see how it responds in the next couple of days or whatever before I can make a decision.
But if you know it's hurting you right now, why lie?
And if I was a reporter in that scrum, I would have said, how did it feel when you were on Kevin Hart's lap?
No,
that would have been my question. I wanted to know, how did it feel when you were on Kevin Hart's lap? Did it bother you then?
That's terrible.
What? LeBron James is a phony.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Tritus is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now it's my pleasure to bring in Vince Goodwill, Yahoo senior NBA writer. If you want to reach him on Twitter, it's at Vince Goodwill. Vinny, welcome to the Odd Couple. Say hi to Telly Hughes.
Hey, Telly. Rob, how you guys doing?
Vinny, what's up, man?
How y'all doing, man? You must be slumming today, hanging with Parker.
No, man. I'm on a high on the hog today, man.
Come on, man, Vinny. Come on. You know how I do. It's all good. Let's start with the LeBron and the groin. And, Vinny, now, this is my case I'm making. And you tell me if you saw it differently. LeBron gets injured with the groin or re-aggravated it on the first 3 minutes of the game, right? And then in the second quarter, all of a sudden, I look up and he's in Kevin Hart's lap in the stands.
Yeah, because that's the only thing he did in the second quarter.
The optics of that, are you hurt or are you jumping in the stands because AD happened to be in there?
Well, Rob, I'm sure you know this. When athletes get hurt, they can sometimes play through it through adrenaline. Now, I can't say that I visibly saw a less than usual LeBron James from a movement standpoint throughout the game. And it's a convenient excuse to say when you shot 2 of 12 from 3 and the ball goes off your fingertips in the final second.
Thank you.
And you don't even really look comfortable in crunch time. But, Rob, both things can be true. It doesn't mean, though, that you can say that's the reason for a substandard performance on Christmas night against your chief rival.
I'm not saying that. I'm just like, the optics look bad. You're hurt, but you're on your... LeBron looked like he was at Magic City or something.
Vinny,
what was that?
Wow. He was
answering a question. It's not like he came into the press conference and said,
and had a cast on, Vinny. It's not like he had a cast on after the finals.
Hey, now, see, Rob, that's the thing. If you're a member of the discerning public and you remember the NBA finals where LeBron made a point to let everybody see that that hand was up and out and was being very demonstrative with his answers after they got swept and everything else, and soon after they got swept, the tone changed from LeBron got swept to LeBron was hurt. Now, I will give you that he is the master of narrative. He is the master of basically turning everything from my performance wasn't so great that night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Had they won, and Rob, normally I would take down your straw man arguments, but this time, Rob, your straw man is a hangman, you might actually have something.
Boom.
He said, I got something, Telly.
That's not right, though.
Yes.
That's not right.
Our guest is Vince Goodwill from Yahoo Sports, senior NBA writer.
I mean, if this is game number 30, Vinny, like, why in the world does he have to put on this you know, facade that, oh, I was so hurt and we weren't able to win this game?
Because he shot 9 for 24 and they lost.
It was a bad game, but I don't think that his injury was the reason why they lost. He was answering a question. They asked him how it felt, and he said it felt like it set me back to 5 days ago when I was rehabbing it. Nothing more, nothing less. That wasn't to say that affected my shooting. It affected my jumping, my running. It affected the team. He didn't say that in any way, shape, or form. They asked him how he felt, and he answered the question.
No, Teller, you're absolutely right. And as an aside, I was in Milwaukee when they played the Bucks a couple of days, you know, before the holiday. And in talking to people around the Lakers, they were worried that something like this could happen because of the wear and tear on his body, how hard he was going, the fact that he did not want to take a game off. So I'm not surprised that something like this actually did happen. I'm not questioning.
Yeah, because it didn't come out of the blue.
Of the injury.
No, I'm not. Hey, I'm just saying the optics don't look good. Let's talk about some of the other games, Vinny. Did Houston just go to Golden State thinking it was a holiday and they were going to just roll out the basketballs? Because that was pretty shocking. It was like, what are they saying, one of the largest upsets on Christmas Day in 30 years or something? I mean, what happened in that game?
I mean, look, you can look at the team over there in the jersey and you can underrate them and you can say, hey, this is going to be like an exhibition, or you can get spooked. Like you're the Houston Rockets, and you're like, oh, my God, those are the Golden State Warriors, the team that have knocked us out of the playoffs three out of the last 5 years or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And basically, like, there's a mental block there. And I wonder if there's something mental with the Houston Rockets. Granted, they won't play the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs or anything like that. But that's my concern with a team like the Rockets. They don't take care of business the way they're supposed to. National TV audience, no Steph Curry, no Klay. All you got is Draymond Green and a bunch of the land of the misfit toys, and you can't take care of business. That says to me a lot about your character as a team, and I know it's one game out of 82, but when we're in this place where we can make micro-snap judgments and extrapolate, that's the reason, Rob, I do not believe in the Houston Rockets in any way, shape, or form. It just illustrates it. That game isn't the reason, but the game illustrates.
Vinny, what was your takeaway from the Sixers beating the Bucks at home on Christmas Day? I mean, the Bucks had the Sixers number for the past couple years, and Joel Embiid made a statement, and you know, during that game, he said he wants to be Defensive Player of the Year. He was able to stifle Giannis at times when he came into the lane, and I felt like Giannis is starting to kind of fall in love with that three-pointer. I mean, I guess you can do that after, you know, hitting 5 three-pointers, you know, against the Lakers, but I also believe that was kind of fool's gold. But anyway, what was your takeaway from that game, and does that have any impact moving forward between these two teams?
In the words of my man Derek Coleman, whoop the damn do.
Thank you.
Sixers, the Bucks. I don't give that any weight whatsoever. You heard of Puffy's Can't Stop, Won't Stop? Ben Simmons is still can't stop, won't shoot. And when we get to the playoffs, that's still going to be what happens. Like the reason, and I'm very hard on Ben Simmons because I think he's really talented. And you can talk about Giannis and him maybe not being the shooter that people thought he should be, or maybe that those 5 threes being fool's gold. But when you look at Ben Simmons, you can at least say that Giannis has evolved his game to a point where you have to at least defend him from out there, because he will shoot from out there and he's not afraid to take him from out there. Ben Simmons will not look at the rim. And in a playoff series, you can't have your point guard not looking at the rim. Otherwise, teams will just zone up on you. And no matter what they do as far as length and everything else, I think over the course of a 7-game series, Mike Budenholzer is the better coach. Giannis is the best, most consistent player. So I would just honestly take that with a grain of salt. I don't believe in the 76ers as currently constituted, not their roster, not their coaching, not anything at all.
Hey, Vinny, last thing. We got about 30 seconds. Just real quick, is Zion Williamson going to play this year? The team is really bad. I know they did win yesterday, but they're really bad. They could get a high draft pick. Why put them out there now, or do they need to put them out there so they could get acclimated? What happens to Zion?
I think they should put him out there, Rob. I think you have to be very careful about seeing that he misses an entire year. That messes with your development, your confidence, and your team continuity. I think they're going to take the prudent route, but I wonder if it crosses like 50 games, 55 games, 60 games, do you just say, you know, we're just going to put you on the shelf and let you rest up for summer league and everything else? But if I'm the New Orleans Pelicans, I want to see him out there with some of these young guys that I have, just for his own confidence and development and chemistry moving forward and for seasons beyond.
All right, his name is Vince Goodwill, Yahoo senior NBA writer. And tell you, did you know we were family? We're family. Me, this is my ex-nephew.
Don't, can you stop saying that?
The ex-nephew.
That's right. Hey, Vinny.
My cousin dumped him, tell you. Oh,
stop telling that false narrative. All right, hey, Vinny, good stuff, buddy. We appreciate you, all right?
Hey, see you guys. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Vince Goodwill from Yahoo. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, people in L.A. aren't that happy because the Dodgers haven't done much. We're doing a little baseball right now. But one team that seems to be real busy is the Chicago White Sox.
The Southsiders. They are putting something together. Well, at least they're going out and spending money, signing Dallas Keuchel and Edwin Encarnacion.
Who they did today, right?
Yes, they signed a one-year deal. They just want to see if, you know, they can catch that hot bat for 1 year and see, you know, I'm sure he has an option. And for 12 years, you take a flyer on Encarnacion. Gio Gonzalez, he's had some runs with the Brewers and, you know, most notably.
You know
notably,
him, right?
Yeah, most notably, he was much better when he was with the Nationals and started to kind of decline a little bit. I mean, he used to be a 30-start guy a year and everything.
But, you can relate to him. You were a left-handed pitcher, right?
A right-handed pitcher.
Oh, right-handed. I thought you were a lefty. Okay.
No. I probably wouldn't be sitting here next to you. Well, still would be sitting here.
No. You would be somewhere. Well, wait a minute. You're 42.
Yeah. unless I was Jamie Moyer. And Yasmani Grandal, who signed a big deal with the Brewers last year, a one-year, if I'm not mistaken, $19 million contract. And he produced for the Brewers, and, you know, that's a place where you would like to hit in Miller Park. But him going down to Chicago, it looks like, you know, they're also in it trying to get Yasiel Puig as well.
Yeah, so, and Abreu, they gave an extension,
and
right?
They gave him an extension. So
he's a really good player.
And the good thing about the American League Central, Rob, and you know this, they just take turns winning it.
Yeah.
And one year is going to be Minnesota. The next year is going to be Cleveland. Kansas City is sneaking there
Except for Detroit now.
Detroit
had his run.
It's going to be a while before Detroit gets back. Yeah, they're a 100-loss team. But
I like to see a team, to me, and this is my frustration with being in Los Angeles and just watching the Dodgers, is that they have all the money, the fan base, everything. They win the division 7 years in a row. But in the offseason, they lose every year. They don't seem to go after anybody.
Yeah.
They go to free agents, aren't willing to come to – who's not willing to come to a team and an organization like the Dodgers? But the White Sox are going out, and they're, like, getting people.
I look at the Dodgers, like, to me, I think because their farm system is so rich – that they don't want to part ways with anybody.
Well, you know,
so that's why they're not going to make any trades.
But, Telly, you know the farm system. Either the guy is good enough to be on your team.
Yeah.
Or you could trade farm hands for guys who are already in the big leagues who's proven.
Yeah.
You can't hold on to all of them, especially when you haven't won a World Series. But they haven't won a World Series since 1988. How has that worked out by holding on to everybody?
I agree. I mean, but you look at every guy that called up this year, from Will Smith to the is it Justin May, the redheaded pitcher, to I mean, they have all these phenoms that come up, and they do well as soon as they get into the big leagues. But if you want pitching, which the Dodgers desperately
need a starter and a reliever.
They need a couple relievers,
right.
and a good starter. I mean, but like, you're going to have to part ways. I'm sorry. You can't love everybody. You can't love your entire, like, everybody on the team. Like, you just can't.
And
you
got to
part ways with
And them. The other idea is you have to give to get.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Am I right? You have
Absolutely.
To give up something. So if you want a current player in the big leagues who's proven and has a track record, you're going to have to give up one of those rookies, one of those guys in the minor leagues who have a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Everybody who comes up doesn't wind up being a star long term.
Exactly.
You might start out great, you know what I mean? And when they figure you out,
that's
totally
it.
Different.
But kudos to the White Sox, man. I mean, there aren't a lot of free agents that are just, you know, just dying to get to the White Sox organization. So, and they were in the Manny Machado sweepstakes last year. So, I mean, you know, we'll see what this does. You know, they're winning the offseason so far.
So far.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This whole notion about the Packers, and some people still don't believe in them, although they're 12-3, although, Telly, they're 8-1 against teams with winning records this year, which is the best in the league. And here's a fresh quote from Aaron Rodgers today, where he said on ESPN.com, "I don't need to throw 40 touchdowns for us to win. I need to be great on my checks, be as efficient as possible. I need to take care of the football." And we saw that in that win against Minnesota 23-10. He threw for just 216 yards, didn't have a touchdown. He had one pick. Here's the other surprising number. Three times this year, Aaron Rodgers has not thrown a touchdown. The Packers are 3-0 in those games. Years past, coming into this year, Telly, in games that Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a touchdown, the Packers were 4-10. So when they didn't throw one, most of the time you were losing. This Packers team is probably the most balanced Packers team I've ever seen, especially in the Brett Favre of Aaron Rodgers era. And I think they're a threat to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. And there are a lot of good teams in the NFC.
Yes, and I think the Packers are the most dangerous team in the NFC right now because of the simple fact they have a defense. And the entire time that Aaron Rodgers has been in the green and gold, the defense has been the one thing that is always lacked. They have every draft year they would – I mean, every draft they would pick a bunch of defensive guys, and it would never pan out for some one reason or another. But in terms of Aaron Rodgers, like, production going down and stuff, let's take into the consideration this is a first-year head coach that he's playing for.
And he's following. Everybody was saying that he did too much freelance, Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
And he's following
so,
this game.
So if you freelance and do your own thing and put up the numbers, it's a problem because you're not a team guy. But if you sacrifice your numbers for the better good or to get wins, I mean, because they have, like, out of their 12 wins, 10 of them are very ugly wins, but nonetheless, they're still wins. And I say you can win ugly all the way to the Super Bowl.
And also, Aaron Jones is unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, the guy has 19 touchdowns. They've never, in the red zone now, Aaron doesn't have to force the ball in.
Not.
He has a guy who can get to the end zone.
I mean, you had, Eddie Lacy for about a year and a half before he went all Oliver Miller on us and blew up because he couldn't, you know, push yourself away from the dinner table. But name another running back that Aaron Rodgers has had, a productive running back.
And even Ty Montgomery was a wide receiver.
He was a wide receiver. He wasn't a running back. So, I mean, for them to have the balance that they have and Matt LaFleur coming in and putting together his system, I think it has taken an entire season for them to kind of get the flow of things. I mean, because that game, even though they beat the Vikings in ugly fashion, but to go up to Minnesota and beat them for the NFC North championship.
And remember, Minnesota hadn't lost a home game all year.
Exactly.
And I know they didn't have Dalvin Cook, so I'm not going to poo-poo that and act like it didn't matter because he's a great player.
But it was still
a huge win. The division was on the line.
Yeah, and I think that this is about the time where it's tough. It's almost like, you know, a college team, you know, starting to get hot around February. And then when March rolls around, they just steamroll through the tournament. That's how I feel like the Packers are, because they've had an entire season to get the rhythm down, to get what, you know, Matt LaFleur has wanted them to become. And I think the good thing is they've been able to pick up wins along the way. Now just think, like, they may just be hitting their stride offensively, and the defense has been a beast all season long.
They get takeaways, they get interceptions and clutch moments.
You don't luckily get a chance to play for the number one seed in the NFC. That doesn't happen.
I agree. I think people are sleeping on it. And then what if Aaron Rodgers emerges, you know what I mean, and picks back up and does some things we know that he can do?
Can happen at any time.
At any time.
He has his health. He's feeling good. And I'm sure he has more of a grasp of the system now. And I mean, if he wants to freelance sometime, I'm sure he's earned the right to do that, even though he hasn't had to do that so far this season. So I think, you know, especially with them, you know, potentially having home field advantage throughout, it's going to be tough to go up to Green Bay and come out with a win.
I agree. I think,
even though the Giants did it and it was 26 below zero.
I remember that. And
yeah.
And that year, I remember, I was like, what are they doing? You remember they rested Aaron and then they had to bye, so he didn't play for 3 weeks. And I thought, they were so hot. And I thought that was a mistake.
Yeah.
And it did come back to bite them. The offense never got together.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.